We're going to continue the conversation with Steve Durbin, Managing Director of the Information Security Forum, to discuss the hard truth that government and regulators won't do it for you. One of the major threats the ISF has identified for 2017 stems from data protection regulations and the steep penalties that come from non-compliance. Organizations must understand governmental mandates surrounding data privacy and protection and operate according to the law or face the consequences. No organization that operates on a global footprint of suppliers can afford not to prepare for changes that will result from new GDPR compliance rules. Falling out of compliance with data regulation can really hit you in the pocket. The checklist of rules requires extreme preparation and responsibility, all of which must be shouldered by the organizations who cannot look solely to government or regulators for help. We hear that governments are establishing national cybersecurity centers, and we're all aware of the upcoming EU GDPR regulation. However, Steve, should organizations rely purely on the guidance that is provided by governments?
I think it's a very good question, Tavia, for the simple reason that organizations are increasingly looking for some form of guidance, I think, some form of direction. And where does that come from? So for me, the role of government is to provide the overall framework, is to provide that overall structure. Now, governments have a big job on their hands, and it's very challenging. The reason I say that is quite simple, and that is that cyber is moving very, very quickly. Governments, with all due respect, move very, very slowly. And so you have this complete contrast, if you like, between the two things. So the argument goes that if government produces something, it's always going to be out of date by the time it really comes out. And so I think the challenge for them is to provide this guideline that has longevity, that has relevance, that is appropriate. And if we look at some of the work that NIST has done, for instance, in the United States, if we look at some of the work that has been done across the European Union with, you mentioned, the General Data Protection Regulation, then I think what we're starting to see is a much more collaborative approach between government and private sector to try to get it right. They're never going to get it right, but let's try and get it as close as possible. So I think in those environments, we're starting to see what I would term sensible compliance or sensible regulation being put out there that businesses can adopt, that have clear guidelines behind them, because the key here is clarity. You don't want any grey areas. Businesses really need to understand what they can and what they cannot do. If you can provide that to a business, it can manage its way through pretty much most things. Where we tend to have problems is in grey areas. So in the case of both say the cybersecurity framework, for instance, and the General Data Protection Regulation, two very different kinds of guidance, we have that clarity. And so from a business standpoint, it's something that we can work with. So for me, that those are two examples of good government intervention, as opposed to some of the others that are out there.
What are the challenges that organizations will experience when they're adhering to new international regulations, and how do they address those challenges?
One of the biggest challenges for them is that the landscape is continually changing and shifting. So if you're a multinational organization, for instance, you will have to deal with a multitude of different regulations across the world, all of which will have an impact on the way that you run your business, some of which might be contradictory to each other. So from an organizational standpoint, it is quite difficult. And we are seeing people spending, you know, not an insignificant amount of time per week, really trying to study different legislation, the way in which different jurisdictions are behaving. If we turn to the General Data Protection Regulation, the GDPR across the European Union, for me, that is probably going to have some of the most far-reaching impacts globally over the coming 12, 18 months. It comes into effect in May 2018. But work needs to have started on it already. So if there are people listening to this who think that, you know, there's plenty of time, but believe me, there isn't. And the reason I say that is that the amount of work that is going to be required by organizations in order to demonstrate compliance is not insignificant. You are going to have to really demonstrate that security is inherent by design in your processes. And this comes down to a philosophy, if you like, from the European Union that places a huge amount of importance and indeed a right on privacy to the individual citizen. That, if you think about, say, the United States, is completely in contrast to the way in which we see the US behaving when it comes to privacy. And so very many US-based organizations have said to me, well, will the GDPR apply to us? Presumably not, because we're not based in the European Union, or we don't transact much business in the European Union. The reality is that if you hold any information, personally identifiable information on a European citizen, then the GDPR will apply to you. And that is why I say that for me, it's probably the biggest game changer that we're going to see. It is going to become, I think, probably something like the gold standard for privacy globally, because so few organizations are out there that don't do business across the EU in some way, shape or form, or with a business that transacts business there themselves and so are covered, that it's going to be very, very difficult for anyone really to escape the reach of the GDPR. And it does require a lot of thought and a lot of understanding of exactly where your information lies, because you are responsible for it. And I think that places a, some would say, a burden on organizations when they could do without it. Others would say it's about time that organizations really got it together in terms of protecting personally identifiable information. Whichever camp you happen to sit in, bottom line is you need to comply.
Data management has once again become a very topical issue. How can organizations demonstrate that they're prepared to meet the requirements of the EU GDPR?
Yeah, and the key word there is demonstration, because the Information Commissioner or the Data Protection Authority will want you to be able to evidence to them, come the day when you have a breach or you lose data, for instance, that you did have security by design, that you can demonstrate an audit trail, that you can demonstrate that you did everything that was reasonably possible. And this is where it becomes a little bit cloudy, because what does reasonableness look like? It could mean different things to different organizations. But putting that to one side, you're going to have to evidence, as I say, that you took all steps to protect that information. And everybody understands that even if you do that, you could still have a breach, you could still lose information. But that then will be taken into account in terms of some of the fines that are levied against you. And let's not forget, these are very significant fines we're talking about. It's between 2% and 4%, up to 4% of total global revenues that you can be fined. To put that into some context, a mobile operator in the UK was recently fined £400,000. If that operator had been fined up to the maximum of 4%, that would have been £73 million. So there is a very significant difference between the sorts of fines that we're seeing today and the sorts of fines that would be available should they be imposed when we get to 2018. So, and these are the sorts of things that I think really should cause board members around the world to sit up and pay attention, because it isn't just about the financial element, although there is teeth in it, as I've just demonstrated, but it is about a change in the way that organizations manage information, with security being inherently built into some of those systems.
As organizations focus their attention on meeting the new regulatory requirements, do you think this will provide more opportunities for cyber criminals to hone their skills, and might it actually increase the likelihood of attacks?
I think that cyber criminals certainly will go where the biggest opportunities lie. So if you have information that is of interest, that can be monetized, then they will certainly look to go there. I think that, again, from an organizational standpoint, all you can do is really understand the risks associated with managing and protecting mission-critical information or personally identifiable information if you see them as being different, and putting in place appropriate steps to try to safeguard against that. That will also include some early warning systems, of course, as to when you might have somebody operating on your network who shouldn't be there. And so it isn't just about, putting in place a policy or a procedure. It's about aligning everything from the boardroom, which is where the risk posture ought to be set, right the way down through the organization to the IT department, who of course is responsible for managing systems and so on, and about getting that alignment right and appropriate for your organization that fits your risk posture and that also takes into account some of the legislative requirements for the regions in which you're operating.
Well, it doesn't sound like organizations should rely on the government or on regulatory bodies to do the work for them. So companies really need to make sure they understand and are aware of their information footprint before they tread into areas where data is heavily regulated. For more information on data regulation and governance risks coming in the next year, please visit www.securityforum.org.